Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I have to say that this is most probably at least one of the top feasts for myself in the church calendar, Saint Therese of the Child Jesus. What a woman she was. And she was very, very simple. Her mother died when she was 4 years old. Her father loved her very much, but her mother died when she was 4 years old. And when she came to the age of 15, she joined her older sisters in a Carmelite monastery. Brothers and sisters, think about that. She knew what God was calling her to. She said she put aside extreme penances. She was fragile. She put aside extreme penances, but she did say, it is sufficient to acknowledge one's nothingness and to abandon oneself like a child into God's arms. Think of that. She had that kind of faith in God. She opened her heart to him. Oh, brothers and sisters, I pray often to Saint Therese when I'm in all kinds of situations, and I just ask her to pray for me. I'd encourage you to think about praying to her and asking her to intercede for you before the Lord. She understands all the suffering. She died from tuberculosis and a time of real interior darkness where she didn't hear God, had no sense of him, and she faithfully followed right to the end. Her last words were, "My God, I love you." Think of that. She was 24 when she died. Oh, brothers and sisters, would that there were more of us like her. I'd like to be like her, but I fail on quite a number of accounts. Nevertheless, she's my patron, in a sense. She's one I really want to see, if and when I get to heaven. So let's take a look at the readings for today. First one is from Job chapter 19, verses 21 to 27. Job said, "Pity me, pity me. O you, my friends, for the hand of God has struck me. Why do you hound me as though you were divine and insatiably prey upon me? Oh, that my words were written down. Would that they were inscribed in a record, that with an iron chisel and with lead they were cut in the rock forever. But as for me, I know that my vindicator lives, and that he will at last stand forth upon the dust, whom I myself shall see my own eyes, not another's, shall behold him. And from my flesh I shall see God. My inmost being is consumed with longing." That's from Job. Brothers and sisters, is your life consumed with longing to see God? Open your heart. Open your heart. You might be very busy, but she is one of the saints to whom I turn, and I would encourage you to turn to intercede for us before the throne of God to help us. I gain great courage from her simple, private, but faith-filled love of life. She did. She loved life, and she loved God beyond all. Do we? It's worth paying attention to, brothers and sisters, her life. Read about her life when you can. Psalm 27 says, "I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. Hear, O Lord, the sound of my call. Have pity on me and answer me. Of you my heart speaks. You my glance seeks. Your presence, O Lord, I seek. Hide not your face from me. Do not in anger repel your servant. You are my helper. Cast me not off. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. I don't know about you, but some days I just ponder what it's going to be like, and I have no idea of what it will be like when I will see God face to face. What would that be like? I can't imagine. And yet, when we're all there, I hope we can share our stories. I hope we can share with one another what God has done for us. God wants us with him in heaven forever. Forever. He wants that. He loves us that much. Let us live our lives in a way that are pleasing to him. And when we fail, to go to confession as quickly as we can. Let no barrier be there between me and God except life and death. No other barrier. Let us love him. Pray that psalm often, Psalm 27. Pray it often, brothers and sisters. And now we take a look at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 1 to 12. Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." Brothers and sisters, you and I, all of us, are going to see the face of God. All of us, brothers and sisters, what will you say? When you render an account before God, what will you say? Those are questions we really should ask ourselves. If you can, take a little retreat time, not to look at death, but to look at seeing God face to face. How ready are you? Saint Therese, whose feast day it is, wrote this: "Jesus, I cannot fathom the depths of my request. I would be afraid to find myself overwhelmed under the weight of my bold desires. My excuse is that I'm a child, and children do not reflect on the meaning of their words. However, their parents once they are placed upon a throne and possess immense treasures, do not hesitate to satisfy the desires of the little ones whom they love as much as they love themselves. To please them, they do foolish things, even going to the extent of becoming weak for them. Well, I am the child of the church, and the church is a queen, since she is your spouse, O King, divine King of kings. The heart of a child does not seek riches and glory, even the glory of heaven. She understands that this glory belongs by right to her brothers, to others, and the angels and the saints. Her own glory will be the reflected glory which shines on her mother's forehead. What this child asks for is love. She knows only one thing, Lord, to love you, O Jesus. Astounding works are forbidden to her. She cannot preach the gospel or shed her blood. But what does it matter, since her brothers work in her stead, and she, a little child, stays very close to the throne of the King and the Queen? She loves in her brother's place while they do the fighting. But how will she prove her love, since love is proved by works? Well, the little child will strew flowers. She will perfume the royal throne with their sweet scents, and she will sing the canticle of love. That's Thérèse of Lisieux. She died when she was 24 years old. But look at the depth of that love as reflected in that prayer. Brothers and sisters, I want to love God more and more and more. Let's open our hearts that Thérèse and all the saints of heaven, your favorite saints and mine, can lead us all to his face, to kneel before him, to worship him. Oh, brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but I think often of heaven. And I can't imagine what it's like, so I have to turn off those thoughts because I can't imagine. But what I can do is love the Lord more and more and more. Each of us, open our hearts every day. Pray to him. If your schedule is terribly busy, give him 15 minutes a day. If you can give him a half hour a day and then see what you can do about your job. I know these are difficult days, and you're lucky if you have a job. I understand that. But God wants to speak to your heart in these difficult times. He wants you to know of his love. Read the scriptures for the day and ask the Lord, what do you want me to learn here? What most do you want me to hold close to my heart today? And he will give that to you. Oh, may God abundantly bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.